Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Smell Podcast. I'm your host, Katie Boateng. Happy New Year's to everyone, and welcome to 2022. This week, I wanted to highlight an article called Many COVID-19 Survivors Still Can't Smell or Taste, Treating Them Isn't Easy by Jamie Ducharme. This article was published for Time Magazine back in November, actually on November 4th, 2021. I'll share a quick highlight from the article with all of you. Quote, smell loss isn't a COVID-specific phenomenon. It can happen due to other viruses, neurologic disorders, smoking, head injuries, and normal aging, among other causes. But the pandemic has greatly increased its prevalence. The SARS-CoV-2 virus seems to infect and compromise the cells neighboring those that control smell, which can translate to smell loss, explains Dr. Carl Philpott, a professor of rhinology and olfactology at the UK's University of East Anglia. Almost half of COVID-19 patients lose their sense of smell, and about 40% lose their sense of taste, according to an international review of previously published studies. Since much of flavor perception is related to smell, not taste, Philpott says some perceived taste loss may actually be smell loss. According to preliminary research, as many as half of those individuals also develop what's known as parosmia, which distorts sense, subbing in, say, the smell of spoiled milk where there should be the aroma of coffee. So that's just a small snippet, but I won't read the entire thing. How many of you are still dealing with parosmia after having contracted COVID? Is anyone dealing with parosmia and you didn't have COVID? If you're interested in sharing with me your story, you can actually click on the link in the episode notes to leave me a voicemail, and I'd love to hear from you. I may even share in an upcoming episode. Another thing that I wanted to point out from the article is that Dr. Zara Patel is mentioned. Her and her colleague Dr. Carol Yan are currently recruiting participants for an olfactory dysfunction study, which is called Intranasal Injection of PRP versus Saline for Treatment of Olfactory Dysfunction. So PRP stands for platelet-rich plasma. And if you're interested, you can actually visit clinicaltrials.gov to find out more about the study and the qualifications to participate. I'll include a link in the episode notes. So go ahead and make sure to check out the article titled Many COVID-19 Survivors Still Can't Smell or Taste, Treating Them Isn't Easy by Jamie Ducharme. I'll include the link in the episode notes. And then, like I said, if you want to talk about parosmia or anything else, you can actually leave me a voicemail or get in touch with me on social media, and I'd love to hear from you. The Smell and Taste Association of North America, or STANA, is the first patient organization focused on smell and taste disorders in the United States of America. To find out more, you can visit STANA's website online at www.thestana.org. STANA is now an official 501c3 nonprofit, so any donations are tax deductible. We're still fundraising to help all of us with smell and taste disorders, so please donate on our website if you can. Check out the latest series of programming called STANA Live Sensory Insights on Instagram, where we interview people from the world of taste and smell. You can visit our Instagram page to view all of the previous interviews. For any questions or if you'd like to get involved, please visit the website or email us at info@thestana.org. Thanks so much for listening today. Please rate, review, and subscribe to the Smell Podcast if you listen using iTunes. Until next time, have a great day.